Well, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback declared a drought emergency in all of the state's 105 counties this week and is urging residents to conserve as much water as possible as the drought becomes more intense. Now, the latest drought monitor report, which covers conditions through Tuesday, lists 73% of Kansas in an extreme drought, up 9% from a week earlier. Kansas 2nd District Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins will tour some of the areas impacted by the drought this weekend. And Congresswoman, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start first. Where are you heading this weekend to see firsthand the impact of the drought?
Well, I got in last night. Today I'm going to spend the day in Baldwin City, Lawrence, and Eudora. But on Saturday morning, we are going to take a drought tour. I think at 9 o'clock we hit Ottawa out in Franklin County. We're going to have the corn growers help us and take us to the McFarlands that operate a cash grain farm out there. And then I think we're going to be heading to Osage County out in Linden as well to visit with the Sturdies down there. And then we will finish up in Berryton, Shawnee County, at the Hazelwoods. They have quite an operation there. So hopefully we'll have a good feel by the end of Saturday just exactly how, you know, what the extent of the drought and how these folks are needing help.
Congresswoman, I know you've already talked with a number of people in the agriculture industry, and I'm sure you're probably hearing some pretty heartbreaking stories.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is the most serious impact I think U.S. ag has felt since the 88 drought. We've got nearly every county in the state in a natural disaster area. You know, we've seen the condition ratings from the USDA, and it's not a pretty picture at all. So, you know, we've got some initial relief measures taking effect. I think the governor's declared disaster areas in all the counties, and we're going to request some additional relief measures. We'll work with Secretary of Ag, Vilsack, to do that. But this has such a trickle down. You know, it's not just the ag producers. I think the effects will be felt throughout the entire Midwest and the Kansas economy, especially and across the nation with the spike in food cost, the effect on jobs here at home. So, yeah, this is a tough deal.
It definitely is. And thank you so much, 2nd District Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins, for joining us this morning. We'll continue to follow that, and I'm sure we'll talk with you in the near future about the situation as well. 580's News Time is 722.